Chapter 1. What is dropshipping? First things first, join my Facebook group. You'll gain access to ask questions about dropshipping and other online incomes. This is the link. http://group.ecomstand.com, spelled group.ecomstand.com. And if you're looking for the list of 50 dropshipping suppliers, please go to the back of the book. I value that you've paid for the book, so placing the list there prevents people that trial the book from getting it too. There will be a list and link to a PDF of everything listed in this book. Customer to store, you, to supplier, to customer. Dropshipping is simply a service a supplier provides instead of you stocking your own product. The supplier will directly ship to the customer instead. You get your logo on the slips, return address, and box, making you look more professional. Using this service means you never touch the product. Your need for capital is reduced at the start, which is great, but also it's the worst part because the barrier to entry is nearly zero. Dropshipping forms another method of affiliate marketing, except you have full control of everything but the product. Unlike affiliate marketing, you'll need to provide customer service, but I guess that's the trade-off for controlling your own margins. Dropshipping has been around for a long time. However, it's probably my least favorite e-commerce model simply because I'm a control freak. I still use the model for testing products. If I don't think products have the margin to cover fulfillment, then I use it. However, it can be quite troublesome. I explain the pros and cons about the dropshipping method in the next chapter. Although dropshipping may seem like an amazing model, I don't believe you should rely on it for your main business. Dropshipping should only be used to test if products sell well. In that case, you can bulk buy products, or you can use it to fill your catalog a little more. All the big boys in the industry use dropshipping to test because it's no risk. But once they find that the product sells well, everyone rushes to buy it in bulk from the supplier and stock it in fulfillment houses. You can check my other books about merchant fulfillment. One thing to take away from this book: you shouldn't put all your eggs in one basket. Try to find several suppliers for one product and never base your whole catalog on one supplier. Otherwise, you'll be severely impacted if that supplier goes away or your account suddenly is terminated. This guide is designed to get you off the ground and into business. I truly hope that you will get into business after listening to this guide. Remember, hearing this guide won't get you anywhere without action, so be sure to take the necessary steps. Later, I'll discuss marketplaces such as eBay and Amazon. I'll mostly focus on having a Shopify store. It's the most difficult way of getting started. I will cover many methods, but since they're all using the drop shipping model, you can apply them on each other. I may sound a little negative. However, despite what people tell you, drop shipping has a lot more negatives than positives. But don't let this put you off, because it can still be very lucrative if done correctly. Finally, I'll be recommending courses, tools, and other books as I know they are excellent products. I've used every single one and would recommend all of them. The links are in the PDFs for your convenience.